Get It, The Burt Show.
So I told you guys it was a couple of months ago that I was in New York City and went for a tarot card reading. Went really well for me. Not so great for the person that I was with.
Would you say it was accurate?
On both of our counts.
Yeah.
Yes. But I really thought it would be super interesting to bring that here and have our tarot cards done. We're doing an abbreviated version, though, because most of them are much longer than this and they're in-depth. So this is kind of radio-friendly. So we found Kaylee Damon. You can find her online at tigermoonmystic.com. Hey, Kaylee.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are all you guys doing?
Really good.
That was very soothing. It was a very soothing reading. I mean, granted, you didn't give us the results yet, so maybe that's why it was so soothing.
I butter you up beforehand.
Because that was Bert's caveat. He wanted us all to get a tarot card reading, and you did a 3-card reading for all of us. And then we literally sat there as Kaylee made faces, not knowing what any of it meant. And now we are all going to find out live on the air what our tarot card readings are.
And just so we know, too, remember, you know, here's the disclosure, right? Mm-hmm. We all have free will. So the actions that you make today, the choices you make today affect the outcome of tomorrow. So if I say something that you don't like, you have the power to change it, right?
And a lot don't really believe that, right? Like the cards are the cards and you can't do anything about it. That's fate.
Yeah, I would say a lot of people are old paradigm tarot readers where they kind of try to manipulate using fear as like a tactic. But I think now there's this new wave of readers that really want the client, the person, to be empowered, to know that I'm not doing anything different than you can do. Like, everybody has intuition. Everyone can do this.
Okay. All right. So, Abby, I believe you went first, right? And again, if you've never gone to a tarot card reading, it's much longer than what you're going to hear here. This is a very abbreviated version, and I don't want to disrespect your field or your readings also. So, this is for radio.
Okay? I appreciate that so much, Bert. Thank you.
Yeah, it's much more in-depth than this.
I'm like sweating to get it down to like 2 minutes a person. Okay. Abby, thank you so much for allowing me to connect to your energy today. So you had a question that was really along the lines of when will you meet the person? And so we pulled 3 cards for you. The first card I pulled was the High Priestess. And this was in the placement of the energy that you need to embody to attract that person. So the High Priestess is all about gaining knowledge. It's spiritual exploration. It's intuition. And I don't know exactly how old you are, but I feel like a lot of times people get this card during their Saturn's return, which is around the age of like 27 to like 31. So you're nodding your head yes. So I'm taking it. We're a little bit spot on here.
You're
her birthday was
house.
Last week. She turned 27.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations. So you're literally at your Saturn's return is starting. So over the next couple of years, I think you're going to start to feel the energy of the High Priestess a little bit more. And that's something that you should try to work with in a positive way. So if it's like a tarot class you want to take or like a meditation or a moon circle, go for it, girl. Now, the block that we have here for you to meet this person is the 7 of Pentacles in reverse. What happens with this card is what we really see is 7 of Pentacles in reverse is someone who might be enjoying the fruits of their labor, but a little bit too much. So your block could be maybe working a little bit too much or partying a little bit too much or just kind of enjoying, you know, some of the disposable income you might have a little bit too much. So it's positive, but like I said, in this reversed, it's like you need to kind of shift your energy and where you're spending your time less on sort of like these worldly things like work and parties and stuff.
Was that the Dumbledore card?
No, that's the next one. I was like, hold on.
All right, tell me what Dumbledore said.
All right, so Dumbledore...
What card does that look like? Does that have like a...
So the deck I'm using is it's a little bit different, but it's Rider-Waite, basically. So it's the King of Pentacles, and it's a character card. It's a court card. King of Pentacles is this old guy kind of sitting on top of a throne. In this particular deck, he was surrounded by the ocean and all of that. Mm-hmm. So this is your potential outcome. Now, this kings, the court cards, so when we get knights, queens, kings, those are all usually representative of an actual person or a personality type.
You're going to marry a king?
Da, 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 da.
I'm putting in my 2 weeks.
Your King of Testicles card is
hot. I think she said knight, so my... No, it's king.
King.
Okay, king.
Girl,
okay.
Level up, level
Come
up.
On now.
Yes.
What if it means short king?
Another card.
Redo. Shuffles deck immediately. Okay, so the King of Pentacles is a character card. So King means established. So this person will be maybe like, you know, might be a little bit older or just like established in whatever presence that they're doing. They also are in the Cup suit, which is like emotions. Now, the thing that we have to kind of watch out for this card is like, could be too much of like a party daddy. Like, we don't want to be focused too much on this energy of like, you know, cups, you know, it's sort of like, might be drinking, might be emotions. We want to make sure that the person that you are focusing this energy on after you fix that vibration, right, is also in alignment with that high priestess. So we're bringing it all the way back around. Like, we want to make sure they have the capacity for spiritual growth just like you do. Mm,
this is so interesting because I've only done one other tarot card reading and they also brought up the older thing. Mm. They kept saying, I think feel like you're going to be with someone older. So I'm going to have to raise my Bumble my Bumble age.
Remember
like
that
60.
Dude we were talking about last week? I'm sorry,
you gotta change your Bumble profile to saying searching for my party daddy.
Party daddy.
Okay, so I think I went second.
You did.
All right, let's go.
All right, so Bert, we kind of had a little bit of fluctuation on the question, mm-hmm. right? We were sort of a little bit this, a little bit that. The cards that we pulled were really more so focused on kind of like job, career, finances, that kind of thing. It's the suit of pentacles that we saw coming up throughout your entire reading. So the first one was like your current vibe. Do you remember what your question was exactly?
How long will I stay in this cycle of goodness that I seem to be having right now?
Okay, so King of Pentacles is your current vibe, and that is the goodness. What we're talking about here is someone who's established, right? So it's King, it's character. It's your business, your finances, your life, and you're feeling like everything is set. It's good. Now, when we move into how we can kind of like help the situation, what's working or what's not working, we get the Judgment card. The Judgment card is really going to be about your energy and your vibration. So it's like, in order to keep the King of Pentacles, in order to keep you in that space of being that king, you know, of your castle, you need to be using clear judgment and following your intuition. The particular card that I chose too, it's actually leads with like a ton of music notes. I don't know if you remember that, but there was music notes following the entire person in the Judgment card. Mm. So I feel like when we get this card for you in the context of work and career, it's going back to that space of joy. Whatever got you into this industry to begin with, that spark of that, you know, the excitement for music and for entertainment and that sort of deep passion, you know, that is the key to making sure that the goodness follows you.
Yeah, I call that period before Kristen.
That was BK.
So if you really want to shift into the next kind of message here, it's bringing that energy and bringing that joy into your life. Now, we do have sort of like a possible warning, something to work on, something to look out for. And this is so we don't get that King of Pentacles, you know, fired from his throne. We have the Four of Pentacles in reverse. The Four of Pentacles is sort of like, have you seen The Hobbit?
I try to stay away from that movie. It's a little close to home. So
oh, boy.
I can't stay away from
it. More like a biopic.
Yikes.
Well, okay.
I haven't seen it, but it's not because I'm short. It's just that's not my jam.
Well, okay, so I think for most people who have seen it, the concept is like this guy, and he's really trying to find this treasure that's guarded by a dragon. And as he goes into the mountain, he becomes more and more obsessed with the treasure that he finds. And he sort of begins to start hoarding it. At the beginning of the journey, though, leading to the mountain, he was like everyone's favorite boy. He was like number one guy. Everyone loved him. But the more he started to become obsessed with the material things, the more that energy shifted on him, the more everyone sort of started to turn against him. So what's the message in the Four of Pentacles? Generosity, giving back, and really just allowing your energy, your love to be spread to everybody else.
Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah?
Spread your seed.
That's what I heard. Okay. Is that what you heard?
That's what I heard.
BK, I get it now.
All right, third was...
I think it was me.
Was it Mo?
Mo.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Your question was about relationships.
Right.
And it wasn't necessarily like wife or whatever. It was just like, when you're you're going to find a stable, significant relationship, correct?
Right.
Cool. So the first card we got for you, which is your current vibe, is the Knight of Cups. The Knight of Cups is like literally the hopeless romantic card in the deck. It's so cute. It's like a little knight with like all these hearts around him.
Aww. What happened to the king card?
All I heard was Hobbit for me. So. You're fine.
So no, he is the hopeless romantic. So listen, you've got feelings. You've got emotions. You sometimes can get swept away into this sort of like, wow, like what could this possibly be? And you might be thinking like three steps ahead of any given situation.
Facts.
So being the hopeless romantic that you are, we might have some blocks that arise when we're trying to meet a significant person, a life-lasting person. And this card is the Three of Pentacles in reverse. So you guys will notice at this point, anytime we're getting a card in reverse, it sort of means that the energy's off a little bit, right? It's not necessarily it means the opposite, but it means we have to do something to get it back into alignment. Three of Pentacles is about collaboration. It's about working with people, being creative, but it's in reverse. So the way I look at this for you when it comes to relationships is that you need to be really open to seeing things through somebody else's perspective. Like walk a day in their shoes. Be collaborative in everything that you do, and please do not mansplain anything to this poor person. Don't. Mansplaining's off the table. We are not doing that. We need to be working together as best we can.
Okay.
So if this person isn't someone that you've met yet, some of these things might become more clear as you start to work with this person. And it is, again, like I said, about collaboration, seeing things from somebody else's perspective.
Interesting. Okay.
The outcome of this, guess what? You got a Queen of Pentacles.
Oh my God. Yes, Queen. Yes.
What does that mean? I know my work?
Listen, none of us in this room know what the heck that card means, but we all got real excited. I mean, we literally have no idea, but we heard Queen and we were like, yes, Queen.
Sounds great. I'm in. Okay, so Queen of Pentacles, but I will say too, she was in reverse, but it's not the end of the world. The way I'm looking at this,
something's always wrong with my queen.
The way I say, she's backing it up. I think it's a good card.
Drop it like it's hot.
You big fine queen.
So the Queen of Pentacles in reverse, it's a character card again. So this is like your queen, right? This is the person. But there's some issues when it comes to work, stability, career, finances, where we're kind of seeing a little bit of like, you know, maybe there's some tension there.
Distance? Maybe.
In terms of that.
That wasn't in the car.
I'm just throwing that out there as an option.
Kristen is leading the witness.
Where's my gavel? So this thing that I'm kind of picking up on with your queen, this person, it could be like the way she's spending money. Like maybe it's like living above your means type of thing. And so there could be some issues with that. So the energy around this one, in order to align this, it's like you guys need to work together, bringing back that Three of Pentacles, that collaboration card, to kind of figure out how you can be a team in this. So she's there, she's out there, but there might be some hindrances when it comes to her job situation or her financial situation.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
That sounds like a very safe answer.
I will keep that in mind. I'm trying to understand what it means.
You got called romance daddy, okay? That's all I took from that.
Okay.
We got party daddy is what Abby's searching for, and we got romance daddy over here. And we got the Hobbit.
With his backup queen.
Get it. The Bird Show.